Chapter 3. The metallic slam of barbells landing on mats and the thuds of fists on pads echoed in the always-packed boxing gym. Connor cast another glance at the door, then sent a right cross into the heavy bag. The punch was solid, rattling the chains that suspended the bag from the ceiling. Shaking his stinging bare knuckles, Connor checked the clock on the wall. 5:30. Still no Jordan. Connor reached deep for patience. Jordan Franklin's imprisoned father had recently OD'd. His mother worked two jobs, and the neighborhood gang was actively recruiting. Attorney Damian Grant's skill had saved Jordan's ass from an assault charge 6 months ago. The legal near miss seemed to have shaken him. Jordan had been making steady progress before his brother's vanishing act, but now he was clearly struggling. There was only so much that anyone could do if the team was determined to self-destruct. In the center ring, Tito worked one of his young fighters through a series of combinations. Jab, cross, hook, uppercut. The kid had a nice snap, but kept dropping his left hand. Tito thwacked him in the head with a mitt. "Keep your guard up." The white-haired trainer still had fast hands and a quick eye for talent. Connor was hoping if he coached Jordan in the basics, that Tito might take him on. Of all the trainers that worked at Southpaw Boxing, Tito was the one who had a soft spot for troubled kids. Jordan needed something positive in his life, but he'd missed their last two workouts. And the fact that he'd kept Connor hanging without even a courtesy call was a bad sign. Unfortunately, Connor knew firsthand how much aggravation an angry, frustrated teen could be. When Connor was 20, his parents had died in an accident. He'd left college so he and his older brother Pat could raise their two younger siblings and keep the family bar in business. Danny and Jane had both been in middle school. Neither had coped well with losing their parents. They'd been in constant trouble, especially Danny. But he'd turned out just fine in the end, knock on wood. Despite the happily ever after with Danny, Connor wondered if he really had the energy for another angry young man. He checked his phone. No message from Jordan. Connor detoured into the locker room to change into...